I regret everything I did. Now all I can see are those images. I can't get them out of my head. Everywhere I go, they are listening to me, watching me. Please learn from my story, or you may end up like I did. I am a horror movie junkie. I watched every scary movie known to man. I also stay up to date on scary animations on YouTube. Nothing really scares me anymore these days. Every horror movie is predictable, and nothing is unique anymore. One day after a long day at work, I came home and laid in bed. My girlfriend Sarah called me. We talked for a while, and all of a sudden, she brought up the dark web. I tried this website out that my friend showed me. It is quite scary. I know you are into horror movies, so I thought you'd like it, she told me. I responded, well, I'll give anything a try just to get a good scare. How scary was it for you? It was the scariest thing I've seen in my life. It wasn't even the website that was the scary part. When I closed my computer, I swear I still saw those things in real life, she replied. Saw those things in real life? I questioned. Yeah, a lot of the images and beings I saw on the website started to appear around me. Luckily, after about 10 to 15 minutes, it all stopped. It was the craziest and scariest experience of my life, she replied. She gave me the link to the site. It was called jumpscare.onion. I wasn't familiar at all with the dark web, so I needed to watch a tutorial on how even to access it. After the tutorial, I typed in the website on the Tor browser. The site loaded. Unsurprisingly, the top of the page said, Jump Scare. The website logo was a creepy-looking spider. I wasn't at all impressed. The whole website felt lame and cheesy. I was about to click away when a chat response popped up. It almost seemed to read my mind. About to click away so soon? I responded, why yes, your website is underwhelming and isn't all that scary. We haven't even started your session yet, Brandon. What do you mean by session? I asked. The intro session, Brandon. We display scary images on the screen and can instantly gauge your reaction. Based on your response to the images, we can personally tailor the images to fit your life. These images will be personalized and will be sure to give you the scare you desire. I thought back to what my girlfriend said about the images following her around after she was done with the session. How do you even gauge my expression if I am not in front of you? I asked. Well, just look at your computer screen. Your camera is on, and we can see your face. Based on your facial expressions, our software can gain a lot of insights on what scares you and what doesn't, he replied. I glanced at my computer screen. Sure enough, on the top of my screen, there was a blinking red light showing that I was being recorded. I felt a little uncomfortable at this point, but I decided to continue. This was the worst mistake of my life. Okay, but first, if you don't mind me asking, what is your name? My name is Adam, he replied. All right, Adam, I am ready to move forward to the intro session. But I have to warn you, I have built up quite the tolerance for scary things. There are not many things that scare me these days, I said. Don't you worry, Brandon. I'm sure we will discover various things in our session that will eventually scare you, especially in real life, he said. I don't know why he kept bringing up real life. Our session was all on the computer. That seemed a bit odd to me. Whatever you say, Adam, I'm ready to go. Adam typed back. I'm going to display an image across the screen. Let me know exactly how you feel when looking at it. Be as detailed as possible. Adam posted an image in the chat. The image showed a bunch of shadowy figures floating in the sky. You couldn't make out any of their facial features. It was definitely a creepy image, but nothing that scary. I responded to Adam. Well, the image is definitely creepy, but not really that scary. How did you feel when you first saw it? He asked. A little uneasy, but that quickly went away. When I realized it was just an image and not a video, I replied. Our system is getting a lot of great information from your reactions. Try to imagine opening the front door to your house and looking outside. How would you feel if you saw the same floating beings? Adam asked. Well, I would have to admit that would be pretty scary and creepy, I said. Great. Moving on then. Here is the next image. The next image, I will admit, was scary. It was a creepy, bloated up face of a woman. She was smiling from ear to ear. Okay, Adam, that is definitely scary. You got me there. The image definitely generated some anxiety in myself, I said back. He responded, Now tell me exactly how would you feel if you went to use the bathroom and your reflection was that woman? That would be scary as hell, I said. This whole thing was getting strange. Part of me wanted to quit the session right then and there, but another part of me wanted more. I wanted to see what Adam had to offer next. Adam continued, "Here is the next image, Brandon. Tell me what you think." The image was of a long, dark staircase leading down into a basement. At the bottom of the staircase, there was a creepy man with what looked like a mask on his face. "That one isn't too scary, Adam. I've seen scarier things watching basic horror films. This one was the least scary out of all the images so far." "Thanks for your feedback, Brandon. I am aware you have a basement. What if you were to head to your basement staircase and see the same man at the bottom?" he asked. I thought to myself, how did this guy know I had a basement? Lucky guess, I supposed. "If I saw the man while looking down my basement staircase, I would be terrified," I replied. "Great. Thanks for being so honest, Brandon. You have no idea how much that helps the session progress forward. Here is the next one, Brandon. Let me know what you think." The image was of two skeletal creatures. One had his arm around the other's shoulder. They both had these large, beady white eyes. Both had a wicked smile from ear to ear. They certainly looked creepy, but it didn't really ignite much emotion from me. "I'm going to be honest, Adam. This one is creepy, but not scary. I didn't feel any emotion while looking at it," I responded. "What if you opened the curtains in your bedroom and you saw two similar figures?" he asked. "I would obviously be scared. Why do you keep using real-life examples? This is getting a little weird," I said back. Adam continued, "Don't worry. These situations are just hypotheticals. They are used to extract more information out of you for our software, that's all. Anyways, let's move on to the next image. Tell me what you see and exactly how you feel." The image was of a classic Slenderman-looking character. He wore what looked like a black suit and a tie. His face was white and featureless. This had to be the least scary image of them all. "Really, Adam? Everyone has seen the Slenderman. He is not scary anymore." "Well, Brandon, what if you were driving and you glanced to your right and in the distance you saw Slenderman? That would be moderately scary. Let's stop with these stupid hypotheticals. Actually show me something scary, Adam." "The intro session is over, Brandon. You will need to complete the rest of your sessions before we can reset your life to normal. Have a good day and don't get too scared." I sat there frozen, staring at my computer screen, wondering what the hell had just happened. I thought to myself, what did he mean by resetting my life back to normal? The session wasn't really creepy, but I had gotten a really eerie vibe from Adam. This whole thing didn't sit right with me. I just wanted to get some fresh air at this point and get out of the house. I opened my front door. My jaw dropped. The same figures as before in the image were floating right in front of me, staring directly at me. My heart started to race. This had to be a bad dream. This couldn't be a dream. Everything felt and looked so real. I slammed the door shut and walked in the bathroom to contemplate what I had just seen. I glanced at the mirror. "Oh my God," I said out loud. The creepy woman stared right back at me. It was my reflection. I felt my face and everything felt normal. How the hell was this happening? Was I going insane? I ran out from the bathroom and past the basement staircase. I had to look. Something in me just made me want to. It was curiosity, or maybe stupidity, or probably both. To my horror, there was a man in a mask at the bottom, staring directly up at me. He didn't move or flinch. I tried closing my eyes really hard and opening them, hoping I would wake up from this real-life nightmare. Nothing worked. All this was real. But how was this at all possible? Maybe my house was haunted. I needed to get out of here. I ran into my room to get my shoes and my belongings. Upon entering, I heard a tapping sound coming from the window. I saw a shadow outside. My heartbeat somehow increased even more. I slowly inched closer to my window. I knew I needed to face my fears, or they would take over me. I extended my arm and moved my curtains. There they were, the two skeleton figures, just staring at me. "What do you want from me?" I yelled at them. They just stood there emotionless. I closed the curtains and ran out of my room. I sprinted out the front door and ran to my car. The creatures were still in the air. Ignoring them, I backed out of my driveway and got the hell out of there. As I continued down the road, a sense of relief flowed over me. It was all over. I could finally relax and not worry about seeing any creepy things. I tried to rationalize my experience. I concluded that my mind must have just projected the images out in real life. Adam must have hypnotized me in some way in order to make me see those things. I slowed down in preparation for the stop sign straight ahead. I came to a complete stop and looked left. There were no cars coming. I looked to my right and I froze. In the clearing of the forest, away from the road, was the same Slenderman creature. A loud pinging sound broke my stare with the being. It was my phone. I looked down and read the message. It said, "You can run, Brandon, but you can't hide. You must finish your sessions, and then you will stop seeing these things." Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to hit that follow button to get notified every time a new episode is released. Also, please take a second to leave a rating for the podcast. This is so important to help the podcast grow. Thank you.